Coming up to a quarter to seven, Monday morning with Richard King. Yes, we've mentioned a number of times and certainly had a number of comments on the, getting through the first hurdle down in Victoria, through the lower house, the voluntary euthanasia bill. The main push outside Victoria comes from New South Wales, where MPs are ready to vote on a bill introduced by Nationals member Trevor Khan. And in fact, Trevor is on the line. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning, Richard.
Thanks for your time. And hot topic, and obviously you're very happy about the fact that it's got through the lower house down in Victoria, their bill of a similar nature, Trevor.
Look, obviously it's a good and big first step, but it still has to get through their legislative council. And my understanding is the votes are tight there, so we'll have to wait and see.
Now, your voluntary assisted dying bill, this is the result of 2 years' work by a cross-party group. What was the motivation for you to become involved in this particular bill, Trevor?
Well, I had been involved in an earlier debate on a bill that had been introduced by Kate Fairman of the Greens. I hadn't been satisfied with that bill, but I'd also been through the experience of the loss of my father in a very long fight with a stroke and cancer. So I saw how badly some people can die and felt that it was appropriate that we move forward.
Paul Keating and Tony Abbott being on the same page doesn't happen very often. They've come out very strongly and said that the Victorian upper house shouldn't support this. The AMA are dead set against it. There are a number of checks and balances. What are those tied up in your bill, Trevor?
Well, can I just point out that there are a number of people with strong religious convictions in these matters, and I accept that some people would never find a bill such as this acceptable. The Royal College of GPs has recently issued a statement in favour, so it's not all one way. But what we've sought to do is to construct a bill that provides that a person firstly has to be terminally ill with less than 12 months to live. That has to be confirmed not just simply by one doctor but by two, including a specialist. And the patient also has to be assessed by a psychiatrist to determine that they're mentally capable of making the decision and that the decision is voluntary. So what we've sought to do is build in a whole series of checks and balances to ensure that the provisions of the bill only apply to a very discrete group of people.
It has, though, been in countries where this type of legislation has been introduced, and a number of people against the bills have cited that in a number of countries where this legislation has been introduced, it has been expanded very rapidly to include other groups of people. And I think that's the fear from many people, Trevor.
Well, look, I've heard that also said, but I have to say, firstly, what people seem to be doing is misreading the evidence. For a start, our bill is not based upon any of the European models. It's based upon a model introduced in Oregon that's been adopted now in some six states of the United States. There's no evidence of creep in those states. And when you start with the fundamental test that it has to be for the terminally ill, then it really sets a clear marker as to who we are seeking to assist with a law such as this.
All right. Look, you've come out and said that fears raised by anti-euthanasia groups and, for instance, the Catholic Church are unfounded and misleading. In what way misleading, Trevor?
Well, for a start, the use of the use of material, for instance, out of Europe, which doesn't apply to the framework for our law, is either uninformed or misleading, and unfortunately I can't put it any more subtly than that. We have sought to do what the overwhelming majority of Australians seek. The figures are in excess of 70% in rural and regional Australia. I think the figure is running at 87% of people are calling for a properly constructed voluntary assisted dying law. Now, we're responding as conservatively as we can for those requests from the community. And I don't think that's unreasonable. It's not radical. It's doing what the community as a whole is asking us to do.
All right. My guest on 2HD at 10 to 7 on this Monday morning is Trevor Carnes, Nationals, New South Wales State Nationals MP. He's introducing, it's the New South Wales Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill, but you're going to wait and see what happens in Victoria? Is that correct?
Yes. Look, we our timing coincidentally turned out to be almost identical. We decided that it was better to wait and see what happened in Victoria. Our next sitting is in the middle of November, and we'll be pushing the bill forward at that stage.
All right. Look. Tony Abbott said he's described the Victorian legislation as, quote, a turning point in the way that society viewed doctors, patients and the terminally ill. You disagree with that?
My father was a general practitioner for 50 years. He obviously brought a lot of people into this world and saw a lot leave. And notwithstanding all of his skill and judgment, all of his contacts that he had in the medical profession, he lay in a bed incontinent without control of his bowels for something like 3.5 years. Now, when you see a person go through an experience like that, you cannot be left with any doubt that for some, there is a terrible end that they await. I hear words spoken by people such as Tony Abbott and say they don't reflect the reality of some people's passing.
All right. Well, what do you say to people that are arguing that if this type of legislation gets up in Australia, that all of a sudden we have two distinctly different types of people, those who deserve to live and those who don't?
Everyone deserves to live, but a voluntary assisted dying law is built upon a framework where people who find that they are in a state of severe suffering have the choices to the way they go out. That is what the majority of Australians seek for themselves. That's what we see in the forums that we've held. It's not about two classes of people. It's about people controlling their own destinies.
Good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time, Trevor.
My pleasure.
Trevor Carnes, State Nationals MP, who's, certainly one of a number of MPs in New South Wales behind a push it's the result of 2 years' work by a cross-party group, the New South Wales Voluntary Assisted Dying Bill. They're going to wait and see what happens in Victoria. If it gets through the upper house, then they'll, I think the New South Wales government has agreed to a conscience vote for both houses on a similar bill that's been introduced in New South Wales.